You always find yourself in the weirdest situations.
All right, so we had a party, what, 2 years back? Bryce did the video for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So DJ Chachi, New York City resident, fucking great DJ, right? I met him back in the day at Torch's nightclub, right? Had some connections there. I was bartending and waiting tables. So he did our party. He's a fucking nightclub DJ. So he did our backyard summer barbecue party, right?
Right.
Fucking
so
blowout.
Chachi, blowout.
Lit.
Shout out to Chachi. He's fucking amazing at what he does. So Chachi was lined up the following second summer to do the party, be the DJ, and I wanted to outdo the year before. So one of the connections I made at that nightclub I was working at in Newburgh was Jadakiss's DJ, right? So his resident DJ. So I hit him up. I said, dude, I want Kiss to perform my house for a party. You have a connection. He connected me with this dude, Brian. Fucking awesome guy. So I hit Kiss and the agent up the year before to set him up for the following year's party. And he was locked in, but he said, listen, if we tour or something happens a month or two out, we're going to have to move the date around. Fast forward. So Kiss is on schedule for the party. And we go to, I had to have a backup plan if Kiss couldn't make it. So driving down to the Garden, me and my wife were driving to the Rangers game, and I'm like, Chris, if Jadakiss can't make this date, I don't think he can. I think he's going to be touring with LL Cool J. What should we do? And I remember driving down the fucking Henry Hudson, and I'm passing Harlem, and a Dipset song is on, and I'm like, dude, I said, Chris, how long do you think it's going to be until I get Cameron on the phone? And she's like, I don't know, a day? I don't know. And I start thinking, so when you're networking, especially with social media, you got to be three layers ahead. You could literally contact anyone you want if you do it the right way.
Yeah.
And I called, or I shot a text to my boy who happens to be friends with a chick that used to chill with Cameron. She gave me the agent or one of his boys. It's actually his brother contact. So about 5 minutes later, I'm on the phone with the brother. I sent him the video that Bryce made of the party, and I'm on the phone with Cameron at the Garden. That's a sale in itself. So networking, it's selling.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. It's not playing into, dude, I love you, can you play my party? It's, yo, what up, Cam? It's Drew. Listen, I got Kiss lined up for the party. If he can't do it, can you make it? Why am I putting him on second, right? Why isn't he first?
Right.
So I knew that there.
Get his head going.
Yo, I got to go. Thanks for calling me back. Can I hit you tomorrow? I'm walking into the Garden. I'm down in the city. I'm going to catch the Rangers game. I can't even fucking hear you, bro. I'll hit you tomorrow. Why am I blowing off Cameron, right? And Sugar Dugga.
Sugar Dugga.
Sugar's a good dude, but he was playing around with numbers, and I would tell him it again, which I'll end up seeing him again. But
so hold up now. Okay, so stop there. Then about a week later, you're dressed up as a school teacher backstage with Jadakiss.
Yep. So
how'd that happen?
We don't want to know how you got there. We want to know what happened.
All right. So what happened was Sugar invites me to a Barclays event with all these hip hop, Kiss, French Montana, fucking you name it, was performing. Beanie Siegel, The Lox, Cameron.
Wow.
So I
wow.
went to I went to the show with my boy, his girl at the time, my wife, to Barclays. So we were set up to meet Sugar at Barclays, going backstage. There were so many high level fucking performers. There was like 30 rappers on stage at this event. That getting backstage, just in the street to get into the fucking backstage door, you couldn't even get in. French Montana, 2 Chainz standing next to me waiting to get in. They were not just letting the floodgates open. So you needed, you know, the performer. Cam had to be there first before I could even get in. I'm on the list. Sugar's there. He's got my stuff and, you know, got our VIP stuff. But we're waiting. And I specifically said, which was so idiotic and just random.
This is crazy.
But Beanie Siegel's, I found out later, was Beanie Siegel's security guard was next to me, right? Because I'm backstage and I'm like, oh, this is the guy that tried to fight me. I told the guy, I'm like, bro, stop fucking bumping into me. I'm the only white guy there, which I'm from fucking Newburgh. I'm not even looking at it. But they're probably like, who's this rich white boy? Who the fuck's this guy, right? And I'm next to French Montana's DJ, this chick. She's like, I got it. French is on, you know, next, whatever. But French ain't here yet. You can't come, right? So being very... And Beanie Siegel's fucking security guard keeps bumping into me. I'm like, bro, I don't give a fuck who you think you know, whatever. Stop bumping me. I'm not some... Stop trying to fucking bully me. And I said, you know, what am I being a hard ass for with this guy, right? He's being a... And I gave him a tap. I'm like, God damn, bro. You fucking solid. And I don't know what I was thinking, but I said to him, my boy's there. My boy's a fed. He's fucking probably got a gun out of himself. And he listened to me say, my wife's and his girl are down the street just waiting. I said, God damn, bro, you're solid. What'd I say? You would bend me backwards or something.
No.
This is what I said. I'm looking at this stocky, short, stocky fucking strong dude, and I said, you would blow my back out.
No.
Why I said that was I'm 6'3". I'm picturing having to wrestle this guy,
yeah,
and
your
my
back
going up.
Yeah. Well, he's picturing him.
I understand that
blowing your back out,
which is not good.
No, that's bad. You shouldn't say that to anyone. Ever.
No. And immediately Sugar's like, oh motherfucker, you ain't getting in now. What the fuck you doing? The entire crowd, two chains behind me, my boy's like, you're fucking. That's your shot. I'm going over there. You're shot. The guy did not like it at all. The guy, he tried to fight me. I'm like, dude, relax. Fucking, I'm not gay, all right? My wife's over there.
Relax. I just want my back blown out. Relax. Stop.
So we couldn't even get into fucking backstage. Sugar gave up. So we had to buy tickets for the concert, go in. I'm texting Sugar like, I never thought he was going to come into the crowd, get us, and literally bring us backstage. I'm like, we're fucking done.
Yeah.
So we buy tickets on StubHub or one of these fucking things. We go in. I'm all pissed off. I'm hitting him. I'm telling him, dude, I'm in these seats. So he came, which was honestly so fucking wild. He came through the crowd, got us, still pissed off. I have a video of it walking through the fucking crowd backstage to then going right backstage with Cam and then walking right on stage with Cam as if fucking we were supposed to be there. So I find out Kiss is on next. I tell Sugar, dude, I'll meet you in the back. I know. I just start name dropping.
I gotta
I'm
go
with
blow
Brian.
This guy's back.
I'll
out.
Meet you in the back. I'm with Kiss's guy too. I know I'm gonna link with him. So they come on stage. Danny comes on stage, which Danny's a good friend of mine now. He's a fucking great dude. He's been rolling and an agent with Rough Riders now for over 30 years. DMX to Jay-Z to all these fucking guys. He is the link, right? So he's on stage. He's like, bro, you gotta get off. I said, Danny, where's Brian? No, I didn't know his name. I said, where's Brian at? He goes, you know, Brian, what's up with Brian? I said, we have a concert this summer. I mean, I'm not going to get off stage. I'll rock with Kiss and we'll talk business after. Is that cool? I'll hit you with a couple hundred. What do you need? No, you're good. If you know Brian, we're good. I don't know Brian too well, but I'm at least.
You know his name.
So I penciled, basically, I said, bro, we're penciled in. But he said, yeah, you could chill. You could rock. So we're on stage with Jadakiss at that point. My wife's like, no big deal. But she's like, this is fucking interesting. What did you just do? Danny brings us directly after Kiss walks off stage. Come, you'll talk to Kiss. You talk business with Kiss. And that's where it's fucking hilarious. We walk through, I have videos of it, but we walk through the guy that I said he would blow my back out, who ended up being Beanie Siegel's fucking security guard. I run into Beanie Siegel. I say something in regards to, bro, you're lucky that Meek Mill came out in Philly. I didn't know Meek Mill knocked his crew knocked his teeth out a couple months before. Hilarious. But guys are like, who the fuck is this dude? So I was like, dude, I'm an accountant. Who are you guys? What do you guys do for work?
What do you do for work?
I'm in Jadakiss's fitting room sitting there with Beanie Siegel on my right, Kiss is on my left, and he's watching the video Bryce made of our party the summer before. And he knows Newberg. Right? Knows Newberg. He's from Yonkers. He lives in White Plains. And he's like, bro, smoking a blunt. He goes, yo, Danny, what the fuck? You got fucked. This is Newberg, motherfucker. What the fuck? You're in New Windsor, Newberg? You got palm trees in your backyard? Danny, what the fuck? And he turns to me and Kiss is calling me. He's like, yo, Disney. What the fuck? You think you live in Disneyland? Yo, Disney. So he's referring to me as Disney. Fucking hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
how I linked with Kiss. And
yo,
I
Andrew came the type
of
motherfucker
with,
to make Jadakiss watch a video on his phone.
That's what he did.
Just hand him a 3-minute video.
What was so wild about that whole thing.
Who are you, Andrew? Watch
back
here.
Back in the day, Jadakiss and Beanie Siegel, they were big fucking, they used to battle drop.
We got to put, you got to send the picture of you backstage to him because your outfit selection is also unbelievable.
That was a different concert.
Unbelievable, bro.
But Beanie Siegel. and Jadakiss used to battle. So they were sitting left and right of me. There's probably 10 other people in this fitting room, doors shut. And I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I wasn't drinking nothing. I just blacked out. And I was like, yo, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. And people are like, what the fuck is he doing? I don't know these people. And I said, you're telling me we got Beanie fucking Siegel here and Jadakiss and we're not finishing this fucking battle? They used to threaten each other, kill each other, and mixtape drops and all this shit when 2000s, when you guys weren't even fucking. And Beanie Siegel looked at me and he said, bro, shut the fuck up, and put his finger right in my face. I'm like, all right, fair enough. Yeah. Jadakiss hitting the blunt like, bro, Disney, you're wild, bro. You're fucking wild. But that led to a couple other concerts. Actually, they performed last night in Jersey. I was going to go to see Lox. So I saw the Lox a couple times on stage. We actually walked Jadakiss and Sheik Luch and Styles at one of the concerts down in Manhattan. We went at this little theater, me and my boy Pete and John. We had to walk them through the fucking crowd. So they're not rolling with 30 guys anymore, right? But Danny, I'm chilling with Danny. We went out to dinner before, linked with Danny. We're out to dinner and he goes, yo, you guys could walk, help us walk them through. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like backstage is not a different door. So at this venue, wherever the fuck we were, you had to literally walk the performers through the crowd to get backstage.
That's weird as fuck.
It was hilarious. So Danny's sketchy. Like, bro, if we fight, you're good to fight. And I'm like, yeah,
yeah, of course.
So that I think is, he's just a real, you guys would, he's a real regular fucking person, this dude. He knows everybody and he knew he wasn't, I'm not bullshitting him at all. And it's just one of those things, fucking, he's like, bro, if we fight, that's how you get down. I'm like, yeah, like that's it. That's fuck. All it is.
Yo, so Andrew was up on stage at some point when Jada was up and they had water situated for each person.
Yep.
And there's like water. There's only a couple waters, right? And it was so packed and chaotic. And I think it was the time you were walking them through as security. I think it was that time.
We were down in Irving Plaza, it was?
And
yeah. So we're at this show. I'm standing next to Nino Man. We're on stage at this
Nino
point.
Nino Man.
Waiting for these guys to rock. And I'm not drinking. But I'm like, fucking, dude, I need a water. This is crazy. And I look over at Danny. I'm like, bro, I need a water. He's like, I don't know. Like, come on, this guy. And he could tell I'm a character. But I'm looking at the corner of the fucking DJ stage. So we're on stage. DJ's at a stage like a foot high. And there's three bottles of water. There's a bottle of like tequila, vodka, whatever, right? And I'm not putting together those three bottles of Rashik, Kiss, and Styles. But I'm like, fuck it. Even if they are, like, I'm taking a bottle of water.
Water.
They'll figure this shit out.
right.
So I grab a random ass bottle. It was like a tall fucking, never saw the label before. It wasn't like a Poland Spring bottle. Like they knew I took their fucking water. And they come out on stage. Cool. They did like two or three songs. And then they have their mics or whatever. They're like, oh, grab, open the bottle of water, taking a sip. And Styles P was, I had Styles water in my hand. So she grabs a bottle, Kiss, and I'm standing right there with the bottle. And Styles goes, he's like, what the fuck is my fucking, what the fuck? He's like, yo, Pooh, grab me. What the fuck? And he looks up at me and I'm standing there like, and instead of, we had a running, not a running, but I met him years and years ago. And I was like, bro, what are you going to, you're going to like bully me? Like, fucking, I took your water by mistake, bro. Relax. And he was literally middle of his fucking performance.
Yeah. You said that to him?
And he's like, and Danny's laughing. He's like, yo, this dude is fucking out of a fucking box, just like, ridiculous.
It's
right?
Just amazing what you can get away with if you just do
act
it.
Act regular.
Yeah.
But after the event, he was like, bro, he approached me. He's like, what the fuck are you drinking my bottle of water for? What the fuck? Like, he said something. And I'm like, bro, I was fucking thirsty. What the fuck? I'm not even thirsty. Thinking. But my buddy actually videoed me talking to him about it. It's fucking crazy. But yeah, those guys are all regular fucking people. I mean, Sugar with Cam, they were going to perform at the party last summer. That didn't happen. But that kind of fell through. And it was interesting that everyone in the rap industry or a lot of those industries know each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up with a little conflict with this guy because numbers changed a couple times. And I stand on principle with business. You don't change numbers, right? So if you lock in a deal, you know, handshake, text message, word, whatever, you don't, you know, move the numbers around. So the numbers changed two or three times, probably up 15 or 20 grand. And I basically told this dude eventually, like, bro, I'm not some fucking white boy with daddy's money. Like, who the fuck, you know, whatever. And I think I said something along the lines of he was breeding these little golden doodles. I said something like, I'm going to take your fucking puppies or some fucking dumb shit. But
you got good one-liners and comebacks for people.
We're FaceTiming. Yeah.
You got good ones.
Me, yeah, Sugar, Cam. Cam's laughing. I'm arguing with this guy on FaceTime outside of a hospital. It's the day I found out my dad was diagnosed with cancer.
Anthony Valley.
I'm fucking bugging out. Same day. So I basically told him, fuck off, right? He blocked me. I then, you know, hit him on Instagram. He blocked me there. I blocked him, whatever, playing stupid games. But Danny, Kiss's agent, found out about that because I said something like, bro, you're fucking garbage anyway. Kiss wants less money and Kiss is way better. He's top five, whatever. I said that to Sugar. Come to find out, they were doing a podcast, Mace and Cam, and instead of Mace, it was supposed to be Jadakiss. So they were talking that whole time, and it ended up being, they kind of argued over it. Like, fucking, why are you going to be up in Newburgh? I'm at that white boys event, whatever. And they ended up having a little bit of a discussion. So Danny found out, I'm telling him I'm going to steal his fucking puppies and whatnot. So yeah. that night at that concert, Danny's like, bro, whatever happened with you and Cam, like, there's no beef, right? You're good. I'm like, how the fuck do you know about that? But it's a very, I don't know, word gets around in the industry and whatnot.